Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. From social media to the streets of Nashville and across Middle Tennessee, people are paying tribute to Dolly Parton. The outpouring of love is visible in places bearing Parton's name and her Brentwood home, where flowers and memorials are already piling up. In downtown Nashville, WPLN's Justin Barney talked with people gathering at Parton's Songteller Hotel, set to open in a few weeks. Melody Mason was out front wearing her work badge, a blonde wig, and high heels.
When I heard the news that Dolly had passed, I'm a huge Dolly fan, and I thought, when in Nashville, you've got to pay homage to Dolly, and she'll definitely be missed. She's an icon.
What did she mean to you?
I think she had a very free spirit that, you know, her wigs, her style, everything that she did was just unique to her, and I think that that uniqueness was just impactful for me.
Yeah.
To just be myself and, hey... And just, you know, don't be afraid to just have my own style.
A lifelong Tennessean, Parton passed away today at the age of 80 with multiple awards and Hall of Fame accolades. The state of Tennessee is actively trying to convince the federal government to build a nuclear life cycle campus in the state. But one lawmaker is not on board with the idea. Ed Butler represents parts of several East Tennessee counties in the state house. He says while he supports nuclear energy development, his constituents are very concerned that the facility might end up in one of their communities. The Tennessee Lookout reports Butler sent a letter to the governor saying any economic benefits would be outweighed by potential environmental risks.
But I just have concerns about storing these types of materials underground when we have aquifers and waterways and so forth that's underground in Tennessee, and it's specifically a lot of people still use wells in some of these rural areas because there is no city water.
The Federal Department of Energy has shortlisted Tennessee as it determines where it will spend $50 billion on the development. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.